Here at the Enhanced Efficiency Fertilizers Conference, one of our presenters was Charlie Walker. And first of all, Charlie, tell me about yourself and what you do.
I'm the Technical and Development Manager for Incitec Pivot in Australia. We're a significant supplier and manufacturer of fertiliser in Australia. In terms of my portfolio, we look after new product introduction and development, agronomy, and also decision support.
Well, here you were talking about tools that can be used for sustainable food production. And that word sustainability is a big one that we are hearing all over the industry, whether it's in agriculture or even in other forms of business, too. What was the message you brought here to this group?
Oh, I guess in terms of the message that I brought with me is covering the work that we've been doing in Australia, demonstrating that, yes, on balance, the enhanced efficiency fertilisers can improve environmental quality. But in terms of sustainability, I guess that when I think about sustainability, I think about it has to be profitable and minimise off-target impacts. So it's a double whammy. It's not just nice for the environment, but it also has to make financial sense for a farmer to adopt.
Yeah. Well, when we talk about these enhanced efficiency fertilisers, then how would you describe their role in playing sustainable using that kind of definition?
I guess you have to be careful, and as we've seen with some of the other speakers here today, it's not a one-size-fits-all. I think a very important role to play is that of the well-educated agronomist in recommending enhanced efficiency fertilisers when and where they fit, and certainly not recommending them or ensuring that farmers don't use them if they're confident that they don't have a fit. And, you know, let's face it, good management, good nutritional management is always necessary. You can't substitute poor management with an enhanced efficiency fertiliser.
How would you compare, from what you may know, of the use of EEFs in Australia versus here, like in the United States? I mean, how developed is that niche area? That's what we kind of still refer it to it here.
I guess if it's referred to as a niche in the US, like we're probably another 10 years back, we're probably seeing an early adoption in dairy pasture to a small degree and also in horticulture. So in terms of our approach, we've picked the markets where it has a natural fit from the outset. In terms of more broad-scale agriculture, like anything, adoption is fairly slow at this point in time, and I expect that pattern to continue really until a few other moons line up.
So looking ahead, what do you think are kind of the key things we'll see happen with the this category of fertilizer as we move forward, especially in your country?
Well, I guess it probably needs to happen in our country, but it's also a global thing. Like any new technology, the cost of it tends to start off reasonably high, and then once adoption starts occurring, cost tends to lower. And I think that'll be a critical point where the cost lowers, perhaps more products will start competing, putting cost pressure on. And that'll also lead people to say, oh, it's not that expensive, I'll try it, and they'll start seeing those benefits. And I guess the difference, Australia to America, in recent times in Australia, we've had an extended period of drought, so that our farmers have become very much risk managers as opposed to production maximisers. So we've got to sort of put it against that kind of backdrop.
Absolutely. Well, I really appreciate it. That's Charlie Walker, who spoke here at the Enhanced Efficiency Fertilizer Conference. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.